Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. It's National Women's History Month, so to celebrate, I have an interesting, welcomed, and sobering excerpt to share with you from Dr. Mary Edwards Walker's Unmasked, or The Science of Immorality, to Gentlemen, by a woman physician and surgeon, published in 1878. This will just be the introduction of what has been called a lively sex manual from the Victorian era. My plan is to make it available in its entirety on my forthcoming podcast. Meanwhile, here are the opening paragraphs to Chapter 1, Introduction, of Mary Edwards Walker's Unmasked. Chapter 1, Introduction. A number of private treatises have been written to women exclusively by men physicians. This was before women were regular MDs or before any women had many years' practice in the profession. If women generally can be benefited by such books, it is but fair to suppose that men generally may be benefited by women physicians writing private treatises to men, embodying advice, facts, observations, discoveries, etc., that are all important for men to learn in a pure way as matters of science, instead of acquiring with the most degraded ideas of life, and only such parts as are demoralizing and filled with the grossest errors. It is very evident that the great need of light among men has not been properly met by men. No man has elaborated on important points in the direction that is most vital, and hence it becomes the duty of whomsoever can peer into the darkness with a light to do so with all speed, even if such light be no larger than a glowworm. It may be the humble means of guiding many a weary one into a lost path, and of preventing myriads from losing the path of rectitude who are now approaching manhood, to say nothing about those in the great future, whose need for light shall be as great as those now traveling in the bewildering paths of existence. Knowledge must ever be the basic principle upon which the purest morals are founded. It is upon this cornerstone of life's monumental building that grand towers of soul reach the zenith of human excellence in middle age, and are crowned with the beautiful verdure of ripe years' real worth. With all the strides that have been made in art and science for the past 100 years, the philanthropist must view with the deepest sorrow that but little progress has been made in morals. So little that the men who even make pretensions to purity of manhood are conspicuously few. The majority of men have no high moral standard, but without shame assert that they are as good as any other men, and carry the idea that, as they have become self-complacent, women ought to be satisfied with whatever standard of morals men choose to be reconciled to for themselves. We'll stop there for now, because I want to read through the chapter titles to see what Walker addresses in her book on sex and ethics. Chapter 2, Equality. 3, Pure Manhood. 4, Hermaphrodites. 5, Morning Sickness of Men. 6, Kissing. 7, Hymens. 8, Seminal Weakness. 9, Barrenness. 10, Social Evil. 11. Hernia. 12. The Language of Nerves. Consider these topics and the perspective Walker discusses in her introduction on rights, assumptions, misunderstandings, and vulnerabilities. For more, join me, Laura Richcreek, next Thursday on laurasvoice.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.